the Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Russia, they've at least begun the invasion of Ukraine. Now, it could get a lot bloodier, a lot uglier there. The real warfare is not yet commenced, but the sanctions are commencing. And Joe Biden is speaking to the nation and the world, or at least did a few short hours ago. We've got a little more sound from the current president, and we've also got the reaction from the former Donald Trump, cheered for Russia. But we'll share that with you in just a bit. Let's get back to President Joe Biden. Cut number 27, I think we're up to Evan, ready to respond.
Whatever Russia does next, we're ready to respond with unity, clarity, and conviction.
Unity, clarity, and conviction. Well, the only point you're going to have trouble with is unity. Because right now, the GOP is cheering for Russia, buddy. The GOP is literally cheering for a foreign adversary, and they got a lot of support over on Fox News as well. More from President Joe Biden. There's going to be some cost at home. There's going to be an impact to the cost of, let's say, gas at the pump. President Joe Biden, cut 28.
As we respond, my administration is using every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers from rising prices at the pump.
More from Biden. Again, the cost at home. Cut 29, please.
Defending freedom will have cost for us as well and here at home. We need to be honest about that.
Come on, man. You can't even get a Republican to sacrifice by wearing a mask or getting themselves vaccinated against an international pandemic. You expect unity at home, Joe? You expect Republicans to support us, the American people, against what, the Russians? We know what team they're on, because Trump's on the Russian team. One more from Biden, and then we'll play the sound of Trump cheering for Russia. Cut number 30, President Joe Biden earlier today. We the American people, we the American forces, have no intent of starting a ground war with Russia.
We have no intention of fighting Russia. We want to send an unmistakable message, though, that the United States, together with our allies, will defend every inch of NATO territory.
NATO territory, which does not currently include Ukraine, unfortunately for those people. Anyways, that was President Joe Biden. I'm not clear if this will be strong enough. I'm not clear if anything that Biden can do today will sway the actions of Putin. I am worried about the bloodshed to come, and I suspect Joe Biden is as well. And I'm also troubled by the former president of the United States cheering for Russia. Effectively, that's what I hear here. And I'm troubled by right-wing media conglomerates, in this case, owned by iHeartMedia, providing a platform for cheering for Russia to invade Ukraine. A very savvy move, according to the former president. Do we have this sound? You ready for me? Let's play it. Thank you for your help, Evan. People get ready. Here's Buck Sexton and Clay Travis, properties of iHeartMedia, interviewing the former president from his compound at Mar-a-Lago as he cheers on the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
24 hours, we know Russia has said that they are recognizing two breakaway regions of Ukraine. And now this White House is stating that this is an invasion. That's a strong word. What went wrong here? What has the current occupant of the Oval Office done that he could have done differently?
Well, what went wrong was a rigged election. And what went wrong is a candidate that shouldn't be there and a man that has no concept of what he's doing. I went in yesterday and there was a television screen and I said, this is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine, Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well, very, very well. By the way, this never would have happened with us. Had I been in office, not even thinkable. This would never have happened. But here's a guy that says, you know, I'm going to declare a big portion of Ukraine independent. He used the word independent. And we're going to go out and we're going to go in and we're going to help keep peace. You got to say that's pretty savvy. And you know what the response was from Biden? There was no response. They didn't have one for that. Now it's very sad.
Very sad, according to Trump. Joe Biden's lack of response. Of course, we just heard Joe Biden's response. Perhaps, you know, Trump wanted to get out in front with his cheerleading of Russia. Now, what were the words he used to describe Putin? I heard genius. I heard very smart. I heard savvy. That's how he's describing this action. First, you just, what, declare an independent territory? And then you roll in the many, many tanks. And did you hear the former president admire that? He would have loved to roll the tanks. Hell, he wanted to do a parade in D.C., right? They wouldn't let him do it. Apparently, the tank's kind of bad for the roads. But Trump loves that authoritarian nature. And he would have loved to have replicated it by what? Moving all the tanks to the southern border of the United States. An armed response to peasant immigrants that might walk up from Central America. Because as far as he's concerned, those are the real enemies of our nation. The immigrants are the enemies of our nation. But Poot, his buddy, knows him very well. You know, that genius, that very smart, savvy guy who created a pretext to invade his neighbor. And Donald Trump's down at Mar-a-Lago using the powers that be at iHeartMedia and right-wing talk radio to amplify the cheerleading for Putin, his buddy. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You got a problem with that? I got a little problem with that. 844-967-2789. And all you conservatives, I'm talking to you, CJ, maybe Gary from Sussex, all you guys, do not tell me how strong Trump was to Putin. You'd be wrong.